As I think I've already mentioned, this morning I want to consider wisdom. This is actually a continuation of last week's sermon on Pentecost about aspects of the Spirit. Because wisdom, especially in Proverbs, and especially from a Christian perspective, is the embodiment, personification of the third person of the Trinity, the Spirit. Wisdom is that force that was there at creation and binds us together and keeps active there in the work of God, the Father, Creator, and the Son, and with us. And you may have noticed in the Proverbs reading, wisdom is given the feminine pronoun, she. Now, before you get too jazzed about that, one way or the other, I should point out that in Proverbs, folly is also called she. So, take that for what you will. But it is interesting that this feminine aspect of wisdom is also part of the Spirit, the Trinity. Some have even suggested the Spirit is sort of the feminine aspect of the Trinity, if there is a feminine or masculine aspect involved. But let's talk specifically about wisdom, what it is, but let's start with what it isn't. Wisdom is not, in my opinion, intelligence. It's not information, knowledge, data. We live in a world now where you have more information and data at your fingertips in that little phone than most human beings have ever had in the whole history of the human race before. And some of the information you can access in that phone may even be true. But you have access to a lot of information, a lot of knowledge. But that's not wisdom. I am sure, like me, you have known people over the years who were very intelligent, had a lot of knowledge, a lot of information. My dad would call it book learning. And yet, when it came to living life, they couldn't get out of a paper bag. They didn't have, as the children were, I think, rightly mentioning about wisdom, they didn't have common sense. Wisdom is something more than knowledge. Wisdom is about knowing how to use knowledge. When to use it, when not to use it. It's about being able to discern truth and know right from wrong. There's something in wisdom that has to do, I think, with perspective. And that often comes not from books, it can, but from experience as well. Let me give an example in my own life that I was thinking about this week. I graduated from seminary in May of 97, was ordained in June, and immediately went to Minnesota to my first church. And I remember, boy, I was full of knowledge and information, and I wanted to share that as much as possible. And I remember some early sermons. This is when I used to write them out, too. And I remember, boy, as I was writing those sermons, I was so excited. Some of the books that I had specifically studied in classes, Matthew was one of them, were in the lectionary of my first sermons. And boy, I could share everything I had learned about Matthew. I still remembered some of the Hebrew and the Greek, and I could throw all that in, and I could talk about where this passage fitted in the whole flow of Matthew and theology and then all of Scripture. And gradually, though, I began to realize those were not particularly good sermons. Too long and just too full of irrelevant stuff, knowledge. I had all this knowledge, and I thought I'd just spew it all out. What I began to learn, and I would call it wisdom, still working on it, is all of that information and knowledge was important for me to know and to do in my preparation. But in terms of the sermon itself, maybe 0.1% of that was really needed in the sermon itself. And that what was more important was saying, how does this relate to people's lives? Wisdom, hopefully, but a perspective beyond just the knowledge and the data and the information, how to use it and when to use it and when to leave it out. That's wisdom, perspective. The perspective of wisdom that we are given in our readings this morning is about who God is and who we are and how we fit into all of creation. Both the readings talk about God's power, the wonders of God's hands. When I look at the heavens, the sun, the moon, the stars, all that your fingers have made, God. When I look at the fish in the sea and the birds of the air and all of creation, I am overwhelmed. And then especially when I think about what are we in the midst of all that? Now notice, there's no scientific analysis here of what makes up a human being. When I look at my carbon and my nitrogen and the oxygen, but there's a marveling in it beyond the information and the data. Isn't it amazing what God has made, and that I am a part of what God has made? And why does God even pay attention to us? We're just little specks of nothing. We're just mud. But somehow God has breathed life into us. And we live, and we love, and we are loved. And we marvel at that. And that is wisdom. Regardless of whether you can tell me every single thing that makes up the human body, or how all the parts work together, or how all the, what was it, the phylum and genus and species of every creature that exists. Sure, that's interesting to know. But what's really wise is to say, and it all fits together and works together, and we're part of it. Isn't that incredible? And then maybe the next step of wisdom to say, let's hope we don't screw that up. That's wisdom, to know where we fit in, that we are not way up here as high as we might like to be, but that God loves us. The wisdom to say, you know, really, in the scheme of things, we are nothing, and yet God loves us. That's wisdom. The other thing I want you to notice about wisdom in the reading, the Proverbs reading, well, two things. One is notice that wisdom, as the third element of the Trinity, the third person, has been around since the beginning. In fact, was part of the creation itself. I am the master of crafts, the Proverbs says. I was there guiding the ordering of creation, the boundaries. That's wisdom, God's wisdom, to create in certain ways, all tied together. But notice as well the joy in wisdom. Sometimes when we hear the word wisdom, and I suspect this may have been what the young adults were getting at a little earlier when they kept mentioning old people. Sometimes we think of wisdom, you might think of an old person, and particularly a really serious old person. You know, don't do this, do that, you know, that kind of wisdom. But notice how wisdom's described by Proverbs 8. Wisdom says, I took delight in creation. I was smiling. I was laughing. I even took delight in you, human beings. Joy and love. And it reminds me of the Eastern Orthodox idea of the whole Trinity itself, which is a dance. Maybe all of creation as a dance, as joyful. Joyful wisdom. And then the question for us, I think, becomes, as we are hoping to be wiser, are we going to keep focusing on information and data and dry statistics and keep sometimes being some of us kind of scowling people, sucking all the joy out of life, judging everyone else and everything else? Or are we going to move towards wisdom, with wisdom, and join the dance and figure out our place in the dance? Because that's wisdom. Knowing the dance is going on and figuring out where you fit in. And not worrying about where everyone else fits in. Amen.